You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A Detroit-based hip-hop artist is the subject of a new film documentary released on Apple Music. Danny Brown, live at the Majestic, follows Brown's life, visits with him on tour. Lester Graham talked with the filmmaker. I don't know what time we think it's smoking, drinking, drinking, smoking, and that order we slow motion, tell us how we're
smoking and drinking. We be smoking and drinking. The film was directed by Andrew Cohn, who is from Michigan also. He joins us now by Skype. So what was it about Danny Brown that made you decide, I need to do a documentary on this guy?
You know, I was always a fan of his. And I've been listening to his music for years and sort of following his career. You know, I grew up in Ann Arbor. And, you know, I remember Danny when he was, doing small shows. I think I may have seen him at the Blind Pig way, way back in the day. You know, as my film career furthered, I moved to New York and eventually to Los Angeles. I had always been following his career path. And after I finished my first film, I approached his manager and just, you know, told him I was a huge fan. I gave him a copy of my documentary, Adore, at the time. And he went home and watched it with his wife and really liked it. And we started to kind of just form a relationship and started talking about ideas for a movie. They approached me about doing a live concert documentary, and I just leaped at the opportunity and was really excited. I was working on another film at the time, but I would sort of make my way up to Detroit and spend time with Danny. So it was something that I had always wanted to do and something I had my eye on, and it just sort of came to fruition in sort of an organic way.
One of the things that comes out in the film is that Brown draws larger crowds outside of Detroit than he does at home. Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. You know, I think that that's not unique to Detroit, certainly, and definitely not unique to him. I think if you look at a lot of musicians and artists in Detroit, even going back to J. Dilla, Eminem, Kid Rock, you know, a lot of these artists didn't really have the support of the local community for whatever reason at the time. And it wasn't until they had found success outside of Detroit that they were really embraced by the community. I think a lot of it is financial. You know, a lot of people, it's hard to support things in Detroit just because, you know, it's, you know, had fallen on some hard times and people don't really have the, you know, the money to go out and support people and buy their albums and support local artists. But I don't know. I wish I had an answer to that question. I'm not sure. I know that it was really nice for Danny to come back and feel the love, you know what I mean, that he has for Detroit and have that be reciprocated. I know meant a lot to him to be able to pack the Majestic Theater after kind of traveling around the world. So I was sort of, like a coming home party for him, I think.
Throughout your film and throughout Brown's music, we hear about weed, ecstasy, alcohol. They're all central. And at different points, he says he's not sure he could make music without drugs.
I look at the people that can do this shit without drugs. Cause like, how do you do it?
It's like stage fright. Just going on stage in front of a whole bunch of people. I think just like being at school and had to do the school play type shit. Just being nervous like that, like just going up in front of people.
Off the stage, your film rarely shows him without a blunt, a bottle of, or a glass of cognac. But why was that important to the film?
Well, I didn't want to overlook any part of his personality. And so to address it head on, I feel like was doing it injustice. I wanted to understand. And I think he's not unlike a lot of artists. You know, I mean, as self-destructive as drugs and alcohol can be, and he says it in the film, you know, he's written a lot of great songs on drugs. And so, you know, there's this a bit of a conflict in it. And you can hear it in his voice when he talks about it, you know, that he talks about his addictions very openly and honestly in his music and in the film. And I think that what I wanted to do was paint a portrait and give audiences an understanding, especially younger kids, of what that's like. Because, you know, his music is part of him, and his, you know, drug use is, he's open and honest about it. So it felt like something that had to be in there, and I wanted to approach it in sort of, an authentic way, I guess.
You're a big fan of his, and while it's not a constant, a lot of Danny Brown's music uses language that seems demeaning to women. I guess that's pretty common among a lot of hip-hop artists, but why is that attractive to you and your audience?
Well, I'm not attracted to anything in particular. I'm about showcasing people for who they really are and let other people judge them.
Well, you said you loved his music for a long time before you got a chance to do the film.
Yeah, I do love his music. I mean, I think you're taking that's one part of his music. And I actually think that when he talks a lot about his own evolution. And I think that as a person and as an artist, he's matured over the years. I don't think on his older records, he maybe references that more than he does in his new records, you know? And so I think that, you know, we've all said and done things that maybe we're not proud of, but I think that the way he speaks about women, I'm not one to answer for that. You'd have to ask him that.
You take us to visit some of Danny Brown's fans. One of them was a guy named Shane, who lives in Jonesville, Michigan, which is in Hillsdale County.
Danny Brown, I was so intrigued by him. I was like, who is this guy? What is he about, you know? And I listened to his music, and it challenged me to open my mind because it didn't sound right to me at first. I was like, what is this? You know, I don't get it.
What is it about Danny Brown's music that you think connects with fans like Shane, who's kind of isolated from that culture?
That was something that I was interested in exploring was Danny's career really took off through the internet. I think that, you know, for a lot of disenfranchised kids who maybe are struggling with some of the same issues that Danny has struggled with, in terms of not believing in yourself, low self-esteem, drug use, financial burdens, I think that they're able to connect with him in an authentic way and really see somebody who reminds them of themselves. You know, I think that that's what we look to in great art, is to see a little bit of ourselves. So while, you know, as to your point, Danny's flawed like we all are, you know, and the reason people love his music and love him as an artist is because he doesn't pretend to be something he's not. And we're all flawed individuals. And so he's able to articulate that in a complex and layered way on a record that not many people can do. And that's why he has the following that he does.
I thought the parallel between both Shane and Danny was that Danny Brown seems to struggle with some depression. There are some tweets that showed that he was struggling. How much of that is part of his personality?
It's probably a better question for him. I'm not one to psychoanalyze the people in my films. I think that...
Well, you did point it out in the film, which leaves some questions.
Yeah, I think that, look, I think he's been open and honest about his struggles with depression. And, you know, one of the girls in the film says that that's one of the reasons she connects with his music, is that he talks about it. And I think one of the things about his music and with his fans, and I think with the depression, is hearing someone else say it on a record and hearing someone else make art out of it, I think frees you in a way to think that you're not alone, you know, that there are other people going through this. And even people at the height of fame are still dealing with depression. And so it makes you feel not so alone in the world. You know, I think as human beings, it's natural to be curious about the people around you. And I think for younger kids, music is something that's extremely, what's the best way to put it? It's instant. It's there. It's in the moment. It's not something that you can digest it easily. And so I think for a lot of people, you know, Danny's music, you know, particularly with a younger generation, there's an immediacy to it, and that you can put on a record and you can be reminded of how someone else feels.
Detroit's home to a lot of hip hop artists. Where does Danny Brown fit into that mix?
You know, I think he's the next generation. You know, I think that he's molded his career in a way that he's uncompromising. I think that he's grateful, you know, for the fan base that he has. But I think that he has a very loyal fan base, and he's not somebody who particularly cares about reaching a big, wide audience. He's not someone who feels like he has to go out and record singles to stay relevant. He has a built-in audience that's his audience, and they're not going to go anywhere. In terms of talent, I think he's right up there with some of the greatest rappers to come out and musicians to ever come out of Detroit. And I think if you talk to a Jack White, if you talk to Eminem, if you talk to any of the guys that are from Detroit, they have tons amount of love for Danny, you know, and for what he's been able to do, because he's rare. And it's rare when you listen to his records to feel someone who's that authentic and who's a true artist. He doesn't care about money, and he doesn't really care about fame. He does it because he loves to do it. A lot of people say that, but, you know, I spent time with him and I know that to be true. And that's what's so refreshing and why people crave authenticity. And, you know, I think that in the annals of Detroit music, you know, he's made classic records, you know, and I think that he's articulated a pain and a anxiety of living in Detroit that not a lot of people have since maybe Eminem or, you know, the White Stripes. And so I think that he is a new generation of artists coming out of Detroit, but still holding on to the sort of, you know, he paid his dues, you know what I mean? And so he is sort of the bridge, I think, between the younger generation and the older hip hop heads.
Our guest has been Andrew Cohen. He's the director of Danny Brown Live at the Majestic. Apple Music is distributing the film online. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much. Yeah.